Chapter 26 Immortals. Tekel looked upon the frozen legionaries and despaired.
"This is an abomination," he said,
both to himself and to Gallicus, his breath pluming in the chilling expanse of the cryostasis chamber. After he had woken, and once Gallicus had told him all that had happened during his suspended animation, Tekel had learned of the vault and the reign of Castigan Ulloch. He knew the Iron Fathers, and had trusted comrades within their ranks. He respected their skill and dedication to the Omnissiah. But what he saw in the so-called mausoleum was aberrant in the extreme, and a dangerous deviation from the machine creed of Mars.
"I have seen firsthand what lies in the abyss of prescribed mechanistic endeavor."
He touched his ragged scalp, and the metallic part of his cranium blackened by plasma burn.
"I turned a weapon on myself when I felt my free will slip from my grasp. I purged the ills of malicious code in my system. But this... how can this be purged? How is this any different to what became of me?"
"We cannot be allowed to endure," said Gallicus, his voice solemn.
Tekel turned on him sharply.
"And yet you have let it."
The Iron Hands legionary's gaze fell upon one cryocasket in particular.
"To my shame."
Saurian had stayed behind to minister to the wounded in the Apothecarian and prepare them for transport back to the Chalice of Fire. Ulloch would soon return, his cohorts with him, and possibly even the Raven. The madness had to end, and it would cease only one way.
"You could have destroyed it,"
said Tekel, once again gazing upon the ranks of slumbering warriors.
"You think I did not consider it," answered Gallicus, chagrined. "But to breach the armor glass, to even crack it, an incendiary that powerful."
He shook his head.
"It would endanger the ship, and I will not raise arms against Ulloch. He is wrong, but he is still my Iron Father. I won't betray him further than I must. It has to be done from within by one of your kind."
"A Drake?"
"A tech marine. I have not the skill," admitted Gallicus.
He took a knee, head bowed as he leaned upon his shield like a knight of old terror.
"Allow my brothers this final dignity, Forgefather. They have served the throne well beyond their due."
Tekel nodded, for he could do nothing else but accede to the Iron Hands legionary's request, and Gallicus arose again. The ship Vox crackled overhead. It was the apothecary, Saurian. His words were brief, but fell heavy upon Gallicus as he listened in silence.
"Iron Brother, he's back."
Gallicus's face was grim as he cut the Vox feed.
"Stay here, Forgefather," he said,
hefting his breacher shield,
"and bring my brother's peace at last."
He looked as if he were headed for the gallows, but Tekel now realized he faced a darker fate than even that. Now the Iron Father had returned. Gallicus would have to face him.
"I need time to deactivate the machine," he told the Iron Hands legionary.
"I shall give you every second my will can afford you."
He saluted Tekel and donned his war helm.
"Immortals no more," he muttered softly,
casting a final glance at the same cryo-casket before he left the chamber behind. An infernal heart lay somewhere amidst this place. Tekel could feel the steady pulse of its machine anima, and, like a thunder warrior of old about to raise a temple to forbidden gods, he strode purposefully towards it. Gallicus met Saurian on his way back from the launch bay.
"Is it done?"
he asked. The Salamander's legionary nodded.
"Released via Savior Pod, every one of them."
He was armed, a chain axe and a hand flamer.
"Are you going to war, Drake Brother?"
"Yes, Iron Brother. Alongside you."
"Ulloch won't be alone. The Revenants will protect him."
"Yes, I expect they will."
"And we will likely die."
"Then at least I shall die alongside my brother."
Gallicus nodded, and the two clasped forearms in the warrior's way before breaking apart again.
I will meet him outside the embarkation deck conduit. It's narrow. I can hold him there a while.
Sarian donned his helm, a savage piece he seldom wore anymore, which had a draconic aspect.
It felt right once, he said, through the fanged respirator grill. A purpose to cling to. It has run its course, brother. Now you and I must end it. To see my legion again, if not whole, but surviving. I'm glad of that.
Gallicus gave no reply. He could claim no such closure. He hefted his shield, turned, and headed for the embarkation deck conduit.